But yeah. Right now, speaking of Dan, here's Dan.
Yeah, me. So this is kind of a rabbit hole segment. I don't know. What do we want to call this?
Dan McDowell.
As long as we have the stinger.
And I came across a couple things while prepping for Why Today Doesn't Suck this morning. So one was about the only major league player to ever commit suicide during the season.
I thought you were going to say during a game.
God, this is boring.
Long game, man.
Willard Hershberger in 1940. He was the backup catcher for, let's see, the Chicago team? No, the Reds. And they lost 5-4. Let's see. After leading a game 4-1 to, let's see, it says here, New York. Who would that have been in 1940? The Giants, I guess. So he blamed himself for calling the wrong pitches in the ninth inning. After they had retired the first two batters in the ninth, had two strikes on each of the next four batters, but two home runs were hit. Also, a bunt was not fielded well by the catcher, and he felt so bad that he went to his hotel room. He committed suicide by slashing his own throat.
Ugh. Dude, you know there's going to be like 100 more of these games, right? It's not that serious.
So the Reds immediately at least retired his number for the rest of that season. His number would be later worn by Johnny Bench. And they did that bit where they're like, you know what? We're playing this the rest of the season. It's for Willard. We're going to dedicate this to him and try our hardest. They won the World Series
okay.
in 1940.
Okay.
And pointed to this incident as being a big moment in that. So it actually worked.
So a real team player in the end.
Right.
Like, do they win the World Series if he doesn't slash his own throat?
Slashed his own throat.
Yeah, that's pretty hardcore, man.
You're very serious about that working.
Yeah.
You're not taking a few sleeping pills and hope somebody finds you.
No, there's not a lot of turning back from that. Although...
But can you imagine feeling that bad about calling the wrong pitches? You didn't give up the home run, but you're like, man, if I would have called a curveball there, he wouldn't have hit that home run. It's all my fault.
Is that... Okay. Safe space? Is that the guy you want to honor? I mean, he seems a little soft.
He really, really loved the team and was so sad about what he did, what he considered that he did.
And then we're going to retire your number for the rest of this year.
Yeah, I wish we knew.
Well, oh. You know, let's not go too crazy. So the next note, so I was just looking over Why It Didn't Suck. I saw that and then did a little searching, thought, oh, how did he? Whoa, this is really weird. So the next note is something that usually I wouldn't even pay attention to. I would usually delete it, you know, delete 99% of the stuff of this day in history stuff that I look at. This was 1955. It says the American Automobile Association announced it would end its support of auto racing due to the inordinate number of racing fatalities over the last year. And I just thought nothing of it, and I thought, wait, how many racing deaths would there have to be for the American Automobile Association to just distance itself from auto racing altogether? So I searched AAA and what they're all about and all that kind of stuff. And it turns out they did this very soon after the 1955 Le Mans disaster. And Le Mans, I guess, is a 24-hour road race. Mm-hmm. And I'm a little more familiar about it, with it today, because just this weekend, I watched Ford versus Ferrari.
Okay.
Have you seen it?
I have not. Well, family viewing?
Just a two-person viewing here.
Okay.
Just me and the wife watched this one. It was up for an Oscar. Mm-hmm. And it was a, you know, people talked it up real big. Anyone seen it here? Or am I the only guy who's now seen this movie?
Just you.
All you.
A lot of star power. Matt Damon.
Matt Damon.
Matt Damon.
Is in Ford versus Ferrari, along with Christian Bale. And, you know, I think I wouldn't have said that's an Oscar movie, but I believe big name power and big budget and all that kind of stuff. It was good, but I didn't think it was one of the greatest movies I've seen even this year.
It kind of fits in the category of movie that when I saw the trailer was like, damn, I can't wait to see that, and that's the last I ever thought about it.
Yeah.
I'm a big Christian Bale fan, but...
Love him. Yeah. He's fantastic. I'm a big Matt Damon guy, too. That'll be on my tombstone, but...
You know, Matt Damon guy at heart.
Yeah, fans. So, but I'm not saying you must go watch this movie. It's fine. Good. Good couple hours. But let's get back to why would the American Automobile Association distance itself from auto racing altogether just because of the inordinate number of racing fatalities. This came soon after the 1955 Le Mans disaster, and Ford versus Ferrari is about Ford actually winning Le Mans back a long time ago. I can't remember what year now, but it was whenever Matt Damon was involved with racing. June 11th, 1955. Major crash occurred during the Le Mans 24-hour race. Says here it killed 83 spectators and one driver, injuring 180 more. And to know a little something about Le Mans, it was 1955. The inception of the race was 1923. In 1923, the top speed of the cars were about 60 miles per hour. That was as fast as they could go on this track. By 1955, they were going 170 miles per hour, but the same track layout and the same grandstands within 4 feet of the track in some areas.
Wow.
Without a lot of safety barriers. Well, that one thing led to another, right? If you have that situation where they're now driving 170 miles an hour, 4 feet away from the stands, bad things were going to happen. Bad things did happen, right? There was a collision. There was debris. There was cars flying. One of the drivers flew out of his car, died. But the debris that went into the stands ended up killing 83 people, injuring 180 more. What I found pretty interesting that I thought this is the reason I wanted to tell you about it on the air is so it happens. At that moment, one of the drivers from the Mercedes-Benz team came in and they wanted to just bail. Like, there was still a lot of race left. And they were like, it doesn't really matter who, I just want to get out of this race. Well, so you're like, they were still racing? Despite expectations for the race to be red flagged and stopped, race officials kept the race running. They did not stop the race.
Just drive around those bodies.
They, in fact, they would put tarp over the bodies.
Wow.
And they kept. They ran the full race.
Now, do you know how far into it they were of the 24 hours? Like, was there 10 minutes they needed to finish, or were they... I mean, I guess it doesn't really matter. Either way, it's, you know, everyone in their cars are crying.
Yeah, it seems like they had to go on at least another 10 or 12 hours.
Wow.
They said that... Okay... Their reasons were, if the huge crowd of spectators had tried to leave at that time, they would have choked the main roads around, severely impeding access for medical and emergency crews trying to save the injured people, number one. Number two, they were worried about getting sued by firms participating in the race, whether that be, you know, Ferrari and the, you know, the cars or advertisers. They also said, one of the bullet points on why did they keep the race going, the rough law of sport dictates the race shall go on. pointed to a previous crash a few years prior that set the precedent for doing so. And then the last one was, in the end, the guy in charge of the race said he didn't have the authority to stop the race at all. So it was like the Minister of the Interior of France or something. But 83 people died, and they just kept the race going in the 1955 Le Mans disaster.
Not if, like, when you win, do you pop champagne and spray it everywhere or
well, I guess
celebrate?
Mercedes-Benz, after a while, they did pull out. And at the end, let's see, Ferrari might have been the one that crashed. But by the end, whoever won it was, like, the only team left type thing.
Real war of attrition?
Yeah. So,
man, I wonder if there's a little documentary or something out there about this we could watch, because that's fascinating.
Well, why wouldn't that be the Ford? Why wouldn't Matt Damon say, let's do a movie about this?
That's not exactly a feel-good story.
Maybe finishing that. Well, should I spoil Ford versus Ferrari? You're not going to watch it, right?
Probably not, no. But someone listening might.
Well, Christian Bale dies.
Jeez.
Come on.
What do you want him to... You want him to take on the story of the
not during the race, though.
After he's done with Le Mans 55, take on the feel-good story of Willard Hirschberger and that magical summer of...
Yeah,
jeez,
how did the Reds...
Dude.
It was a morbid little sports segment.
Gathered together.
That's a real bummer.
The countdown is on for the 2024 NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, live from Detroit, and you can attend in person for free.
Welcome to the NFL Draft.
See the next NFL stars and experience the ultimate NFL fan festival, featuring live concerts, interactive games, player autographs, and more. The NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, April 25th through 27th. Visit NFL.com/draft access to register for free entry today.